Hello, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 343. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, and today I want to talk about breaking generational family things. Now, I didn't title this podcast with the word trauma because a lot of times we don't necessarily experience that. We all have generational family things that we do want to break. Whether it's health issues, mental health, and a myriad of other things. We all have things within our family that we are not necessarily proud of, and there are things that we want to work to change. Now, whether we have had tough childhoods, bad parenting, buried family secrets, health issues that pass on from one generation to the next, there are plenty of things that happen and go on in families. Now, I'm not trying to bring up bad things from your family history. I'm just trying to get everyone to know that they can change the landscape of their lives and their future family, you know, family members and things of that nature. Whether it's getting therapy for trauma and things you've been through, or just changing your eating habits, exercising and living life, to prevent heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, kidney failure, or any other preventable health conditions that may happen or arise. Now, whatever you've experienced in your life, there's an opportunity to change things. You have what it takes, even if you don't believe it. You have a chance to change what happens in your family going forward. No matter what obstacles you face, the opportunity to do better and be better is all there for the taking. Now, there are some, you know, good things, you know, that you change within a family structure, right? Now, let's just say you have family members that never got the opportunity to go to college because they had to, you know, work, or they had to do certain things to take care of, you know, of the family, right? And then you have that opportunity to go get a college education, and let's just say you become a psychologist or something like that, right? That changes the landscape of your family because you're one of the first family members to go to college, graduate, and, you know, achieve, you know, your highest goals and dreams in your life, right? So that's something that's like good, right? You know, the negative things like heart disease or something like that, right? Like that's a generational thing that happens within your family, right? There are opportunities to change that, right? You can change your diet. You can change the way you go about exercising. You can change the way you think in your mind and, you know, go to the doctor and get your checkups daily and things of that nature to prevent, you know, things from happening like that, right? So there are opportunities for all of us, you know, to change the way the family, you know, has worked for the past few generations, right? You know, I'm one of a few family members within my generation that was able to go to college and get an education and get a degree and things of that nature, right? Right. I'm not going to sit here and delve into like college and how all of that is and the structure of it and debt and all that. But let's just kind of keep things in perspective a little bit, right? So I'll use myself as an example, right? I didn't grow up in a two-parent home. I had, you know, my mom, right? Didn't have my dad too much in my life. I didn't have male role models, right? So now that I'm an adult, I try to set the example for my friends because I don't have kids and I probably won't have any at this point. I'm in my 40s. Yeah, I don't think I'm going down that road that a lot of, you know, men are, like having kids in their 40s. Yeah, I don't think that's a great idea for me. But anyway, I try to be a motivating factor to my friends, the younger friends that I have, right? Because it's an opportunity for them to see that, okay, I make mistakes and I have pitfalls and I go through certain things, but I'm able to bounce back and be someone that can help them through their tough times and their rough patches, right? I mean, I have best friends that I've known for nearly 30 years. And I mean, let's be real here. You know, they didn't have, you know, their dad around long enough, you know, to get them to where they need to be. Like, he had his mental struggles and his pitfalls, right? I mean, divorce, it happens and it affects kids. And I know because I've seen it for myself. I mean, look, my parents were only married for 2 years. You know, for me as a child, the divorce really didn't affect me, you know, when I was a young child, but it affected me as I started getting older. Point being is that there are things within our families that we can change, right? So two of my best friends, they have kids, and they have changed the landscape on how they raise their children immensely, right? They make sure that they have put certain things in place to, you know, give their children a chance, you know, at life, and that they're always going to be there no matter what they're facing or whatever they are going through. I have friends who have gone to college and, you know, gotten bachelor's degree, master's degree, that, you know, and it's changed the landscape of the family structure, right? And it's a beautiful thing to see. And what I want you to think about today is, and not just today, even, you know, down the line, like, what do you want to change within your family, right? For yourself. Doesn't even have to be those long conversations with family members, like, okay, look, this is what happened when I was a child and these things didn't really need to happen, or whatever the case is. You can have those conversations, it's fine, but think about how you want to change your family structure. Doesn't have to be how you raise children. It can just be as simple as just being a better person, controlling your emotions, getting, you know, therapy, understanding yourself, understanding your family and their battles and things of that nature, right? So it's all little things that make a difference and allow you to grow and elevate and become the best version of yourself. None of this is easy. You know, we're all works in progress. We're always learning, growing, evolving. Well, at least I would hope, you know, we are. I'm trying my best to do everything that I can to grow, evolve, and become the best version of myself for me, not for anyone else, really. And it's hard, you know, when you've seen so many things within your family for so long. And yeah, you're going to have the family members that are prideful and have an ego and feel like that they are, because they are at the hierarchy of the family totem pole, that they don't have to take accountability and responsibility for certain things that they do. And they've, you know, been doing things for so long, or they've carried themselves a certain way, you know, or they've gotten away with certain things for so long, or they've had other people, such as other family members and friends, you know, like, deal with certain things. And you don't have to. You don't have to keep certain relationships, whether it's parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, grandparents, whoever. They don't fit into your life and they don't fit into your narrative of who you are and who you're becoming. You need to, you know, establish the boundaries. And if they don't respect the boundaries, then guess what? They have to go. And that's part of breaking generational family things. Not dealing with people, not tolerating certain behavior, things of that nature. And I've done it. I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know, I'm telling you to do something that I haven't done myself. I have removed two people in my family structure from my life very easily. It's not even a thought. It's not even a complicated process. It's just not. Like, it's very easy for me. I just delete numbers and I block people and I keep it moving. It's just that simple. You know, 3 years ago, I said goodbye to one. And early this year, I said goodbye to another. And I'm okay with that. And you have to be okay with that too. And that's part of breaking generational family things too. Not tolerating the unnecessary, to put it in nicer terms. So take time, think about that. Just wanted to, you know, get on here today and get you to think a little bit about where you are in your life, your family structure, things of that nature. So that's my podcast for today. I thank you for listening. As always, the website is theaquariummindpodcast.com. Have a good week. Be good and go accomplish your goals.